Well, does that bring back memories? For some of you, that was my theme from, I guess, the 80s until the 90s, something like that. It's a wonderful version of Tsena. Well, good evening. This is Charlie Bernhardt. I'm your host for the next 2 hours, bringing you the best in Jewish soul music, 2 hours of Jewish soul music. As you know, the first hour is a mixture of everything but Chazanis, and the second hour is strictly Chazanis for those who love real soul music. Well, thank you for joining with me, and we've got a lot on the plate to share with you this evening, but first I have to tell you a little story. This is about the show last week, about the program last week. Okay, here's the deal. Wednesday night, I go to my computer consultant, Kalman, at the Kangaroo Partners. I go to his office in Brooklyn, and I bring the two CDs for the first and second hour, and he puts them in his computer, and he says, they're blank. I said, oh, no, it can't be. I took them out to my car. I put them in the CD player in the car. They were blank. I had hit the wrong button. It happens. Well, here's what I did. First of all, Saul, you'll get a kick out of this. Saul was not able to get the program, all of the program, and he had called me. He had some problems with his computer. I figured Saul would be someone I could go to and pick up the recordings. But then there is Simcha in Ontario, Canada. Now, Simcha has been recording every one of my programs for the last 7 or 8 years. Those of you who were involved with Cantor's World and you've gone to the website and the forum, you know that Simcha used to upload or download the program for everyone to listen, to it. And so I called him. I had his phone number, and here I am sitting in Brooklyn. Simcha, do you have Monday night's program? He says, sure. And within 10 minutes, he was sending it to Kalman, and Kalman put it on. But there's a little difference in the program, if you did happen to go to the archive. For those of you who like to tune in a little earlier, you know that around 8:30, or so, I start playing some music without any commentary. This I do to make sure that the program is working, or that it's going through the air and so forth. So he started recording about 20, 25 minutes before the program went on. So if you go to last week, that's November 2nd's program, you'll have to listen to about 20 minutes of instrumental to get to the program. Or there are some of you who learned how to fast forward, and you don't have to listen to that. But anyway, that's the story about that. Okay, what do we have lined up for this evening? First of all, it is 71 years ago on this date that Kristallnacht occurred in Germany. And no need to go into the tragedy that unfolded from Kristallnacht. Actually, it began slowly before that, but this was a turning point in the terror against the Jews. And there is a selection that I will be playing right now, which was written by Mordechai Gebertig, foretelling the coming of the Holocaust. But I think that, again, those of you who've listened to my program over the years know that on Yom HaShoah, I always play this Jan Pierce selection of Esbrenz. Unser Städtel brennt, our town is burning. And it's so very, very powerful. I just want to read the words for those of you who don't understand Yiddish. Brothers, our poor town is burning. Raging winds are fanning the wild flames and furiously tearing, destroying, and scattering everything. Everything is burning. And you stand by and look on with folded arms. You stand and look passively on while our town is burning. The moment is at hand when, God forbid, our town, along with all of us, will be turned to ashes by the flames, and only bare black walls will remain as after a battle. Our town is burning, and only you can save it. Extinguish the fire with your very blood if you must. It's burning. It's burning. This is Jan Pierce with Unser Städtel brennt, es brennt.
Es brennt, bei unser Ohrenstädtel neben brennt. Weise winken mit Radosen, reißen, brechen und zu blasen, starker noch die wilde Flammen, als herum sein brennt. Und ihr steht und kifft auf euch, mit verlegte Hand. Und ihr steht und kippt aus euch hier unser stetes Brenn. Es brennt, Friederlach, es brennt. Es kann Cholile kommen der Moment. Das ganze steht mit uns zusammen, soll er weg in Nacht in Flammen bleiben, wenn die Nacht erschlacht, schwarze Puste brennt. Und ihr steht und kriegt das Eisig mit verlegte steht und gibt das Eisig unser stetes Brenn. Es brennt, Friedelach, es brennt. Ist nur in euch allein gewöhnt. Ob du Städtel, die seid teuer, nenn die Kehl im löschten Feuer, löscht mit Eier, Regen, Blut, weißt du's ihr nur kennt. Und ihr steht und kriegt das Eise mit allein.
Es brennt. Wow. You know, there's so many versions of Es brennt, but I think that Jan Pierce's is the best. It really portrays the feeling that goes along with the words. And are you standing by with Falekta Hunt with folded arms while Israel is getting ready to burn? I hope not. I hope not. Misha Reitzin. Let me tell you a little bit about him. He will be singing the next song, Lo Teda Milchama. He died in 1980 at the age of 59. He was born in the Ukraine in 1930. He studied voice at the Moscow Conservatory and became a leading tenor with the Bolshoi Opera. He was also a soloist with the Moscow Philharmonic and other European orchestras. He emigrated with his family to Israel in 1972, and he sang there with the Tel Aviv Opera and the Israeli Philharmonic under Zubin Mehta. 2 years later, he made his U.S. concert debut at Town Hall. He made his Metropolitan Opera debut in 1974 in Boris Godunov. Appeared frequently as a soloist and served as a cantor at the Sutton Place Synagogue and at Grossinger's Hotel. It was very young, at the age of 59. The words of Lo Teda Milchama, land of my fathers, land of sun and sea, whose fields have known so much blood and pain, would that a new day dawn when we will till your fields in peace and you shall know war no more. That's certainly a dream, isn't it? Isn't it? Okay. Misha Reitzen, Lo Teda Milchama.
Oh,
That was Misha Redson with Loteda. Al Kolela was written by Naomi Shemer. Over all these, Al Kolela. Over the honey and the sting, the bitter and the sweet, and over our baby daughter, watch, oh my good Lord, over the burning fire and the pure waters and the man returning home from afar. Over all these, watch for me, pray, O Lord, over the honey and the sting, the bitter and the sweet. A lot of really good versions of Al Kolela. Let's hear Shelley Lang, and this is a 1982 recording. Shelley Lang, Al Kolela.
הדבש ועל העוקץ, על המר והמתוק, על ביתנו התינוקת, שמור כלי הטוב, על האש המבוערת, על המים הזקים, על האיש השב הביתה מן המרחקים. על כל אלה, על כל אלה, שמור נא לי על הדבש ועל העוקץ, על המר והמתוק, על נטע קור נטוע, אל תשכח את התקווה, אשיבני ואשובה אל הארץ הטובה. שמור כלי על זה הבית, על הגן, על החומה, מי יגון מפחד פתע וממלחמה. שמור על המעט שיש לי, על האור ועל הקף, על הפרי שלא הבשיל עוד ושנאסף. על כל אלה, על כל אלה, שמור נא לי כלי יתום, על הדבש ועל העוקץ, על המר שלות ליבי בחושך נרשמות עכשיו. אנא שמור לי על כל אלה ועל עם ובנפשי, על השקט, על הבכי ועל זה השיר. על
Shelley Lang with Al Kolela. Velvet Pasadena came out with his first album in the late 50s, A Treasury of Hasidic Song, And we'll be hearing the Velvel Pasternak Chorus. It's a quickie. It's Utsu Eitza, the translation. Lay your plot, it shall fail. Make your plan, it shall not avail, for the Lord is with us. Well, the Lord is with us, but I don't know how many people are. And of course, you know, it's so interesting. Kahane used to say, I could take care of the others. It's the Jews that I worry about. And I mean, can you imagine this ridiculous thing? Of course, this Major Nidal, the terrorist, and are we allowed to call him a terrorist? This Muslim who was a terrorist. No, I guess they have to wait to investigate. He is being praised by a Jew by the name of Cohen. Well, that's not his name now. A few years back, he converted to Islam, and he is quoted here. An officer and a gentleman was injured while partaking in a preemptive attack. Get well soon, Major Nidal. I mean, is this insanity? Cohen, raised, I'm sorry to say, in New Jersey, and converted to Islam in 2004, and he's going around praising the martyrs. Well, okay, the former Jew or the Jew. I have to tell you this. I mean, Helen had brought R.A. King, who was involved with purchasing homes in East Jerusalem, to see that East Jerusalem stays as Jewish land. She brought him to KJ this past weekend, and on Friday night we were there at the shul for dinner, and sitting next to a woman, I guess she was in her 50s, and we started talking, and when it turned to Israel, she came out with this: those Jews from New York, from Brooklyn, who just go to the West Bank and build those settlements, it's all their fault. If they would just uproot them and get rid of those Jews from Brooklyn. And I didn't know what to say. I mean, I did know what to say. I said, first of all, have you ever been there? Of course, she's never been there. And I said, did you ever hear of Gush Katif, Gaza? Israel gave up land for the hope of peace. And what did they get? Hamas and 7,000 rockets into Sderot. And what do you think would happen the moment they give 1 inch of land for a, God forbid, a Palestinian state, which will be a terrorist state? They'll just get bombs. And every time Israel goes to protect itself, then Goldstone and the other Jew haters will start claiming that Israel is acting as terrorists themselves. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. Fortunately, we both sort of looked at each other and just said, uh-uh. And I turned away. That was the last of my conversation for that with that woman. But listen, this is what we have to deal with. This is what we have to deal with. Okay, Utsu Eitza, lay your plot, whether you're with us or you should be with us. I mean, whether you're against us, it shall fail. Make your plan, it will not avail, for the Lord is with us. I think we have to believe that, or I don't know. I just don't know. Let me see. I have to figure out. This is cut 5. How did we get here? Okay. Oh, And let's hear one more quick selection, Rikud Rebbe Elimelech. This is Velvet Pasadena Choir. Well, we have to hear some joyous music, don't we? Or else I guess we could go a little crazy. Howard Dardashti, this is a newcomer to my programs over the years. Howard Dardashti with Havdola.
Oh, השם צבאות עמנו משגב לנו אלוהי יעקב השם הושיע המלך יעננו ביום קוראנו ליהודים הייתה אורה ושמחה המבדיל בין קודש לכל חטאותינו ימחות צרינו וחסדינו ירבה כחול וכחוך אבים בלילה זרקנו וחסדינו ירבה כחול וכחוך אבים בלילה המבדיל בין קודש לכל חטאותינו ימחות צרינו חסדי ירבה כחול וכחוך אבים בלילה זרקנו וחסדי ירבה כחול וכחוך אבים בלילה אליהו הנביא אליהו התשבי במהרה בימינו
Howard Dardashti. Well, were you sort of in the mood to sing along there? Well, if you want to sing along, there's going to be a Kumsitz, another one at the U Cafe this coming Motzei Shabbos. The U Cafe is on Lexington between 93rd and 94th. And our friend Pini Ben-Ari just won the Best Sandwich Award in the metropolitan area. If you get a chance to come Saturday night around 8 o'clock, 8:30, call to make a reservation, 212-427-8223, 212-427-8223. I'll be announcing this during the second hour. For those of you who are interested, again, there's a Kumsitz, another Kumsitz at the U Cafe. That's a strange name, isn't it? The letter U, but it's not so strange when you find out that it's named after Penny's son, Udi. So if you haven't been there, it's between 93rd and 94th, a block and a half north of the 92nd Street Y on Lexington Avenue. That's this coming Motzei Shabbos. Again, I'll be announcing that again afterwards, but you must make a reservation, or you should anyway. It usually is a sellout. Okay, you know, listening to the guitar that Dardashti was playing, and as you'll be listening to the guitar of our next Chazan, Sherwood Goffin, I'm sure that you're thinking of wanting to join the Kumsitz. So look forward to seeing you there. Benny Rogozinski and I look forward to seeing you there. Okay, Sherwood Goffin of Lincoln Square Synagogue. He's been there many, many years. I think it's over 30. I should get the exact number, but he's up there. Hear a couple of his selections, some of his standards. This is Sherwood Goffin, and we'll start with Hu Elokeinu.
Hu Elokeinu, Hu Avinu, Hu Malkeinu, Hu Moshienu, Vehu Yashmienu, Oy Berachamo, Sheni Sheni, Liene Kochor,
yeah, I know.
Sherwood Goffin. Let's hear another from his album. This is Yom Shekulo Shabbos. Sherwood
Goffin. Rachamon Yom Chile Yom Shekulo Shabbos Umlecho Rachamon Yom Chile Yom Shekulo Shabbos Umlecho Rachamon Yom Chile Yom Shekulo Shabbos Umlecho Shabbos Menucho Lechayei Ololomim Yom Shekulo Shabbos Menucho Lechayei Ololomim Yom Shekulo Shabbos Menucho Lechayei Ololomim Yom Shekulo Shabbos
Goffin and with Yom Shekulo. I want to play one more selection of his. It's certainly appropriate at this very moment, or perhaps this evening. Our president, our illustrious president, was meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu, and I pray that Netanyahu stayed strong. I mean, we have a president who can't recognize a terrorist when he sees one. He can't recognize an Arab Muslim terrorist when he sees one, so he certainly can't recognize the murderous terrorists besieging Israel, because it's not in his thinking. There is no war on terror. These are not terrorists, are they? Anyway, we're going through tough times, my listeners, and I'm sure we'll get past them. Let's hear an upbeat, The Blue and the White.
כחול ולבן זה צבע שלי כחול ולבן צבעי אדמתי כחול ולבן כחול ולבן זה צבע שלי כל ימי לעולם כחול ולבן עם צבע אחר כחול ולבן אני רק חוזר כחול ולבן כחול ולבן זה צבע שלי כל
ימי לעולם, כחול ולבן, כמו שיר, כמו חלום, כחול ולבן, תקווה לשלום. כחול ולבן, שמיים ושלג, כחול ולבן, זה הפלא ופלא, כחול ולבן, כחול ולבן, זה צבע שלי, או ימי לעולם.
Sherwood Goffin with כחול ולבן. Sherwood, we're going to be playing more of your wonderful recordings, and I hope, I'm sure our listeners enjoyed that, those selections. Well, those of you who have been listening for the past many months, you know I've had a Lechad Dodi marathon. As I stated, when I sort of got back to this this hobby of mine in earnest, that is not just the Chazanis, which I've been playing on the radio for the last many years, but all the other recordings. I discovered that there were so many, many recordings of Lechad Dodi. Perhaps I think I have played already 20 or 25, another 8 or 10. I could go on perhaps for another few months, but my plan is another week or so, we're going to do an Adon Olam marathon. I like these marathons. I hope you do. So let's hear Ruach with Lechad Dodi. Again, this is part of the Lechad Dodi marathon.
Bowie v'shalom ateres bala gam b'simcha u'tzahala Oh,
Ruach. Now let's hear Jerry Markowitz. Finishing the first hour with Jerry Markowitz.